So, talking of working overseas, how does that work? How do you set that kind of lifestyle up?
You mean like the nomadic lifestyle?
Yeah,
Yeah.
when you want to travel and just be free, and how do you
Yeah.
go about that?
Well, it's interesting. Like, I think people get the wrong idea about working that type of life, being like a nomad. First of all, you're not a tourist, and in a lot of ways, you're not a traveler. Like, I actually worked. And oddly enough, when I was traveling and just living from city to city, and working digitally from my computer, I put in more than 40 hours a week. I actually probably put in maybe 50 or 60 because I had so much time. I had nothing to do usually. So I would work usually 5 to 6 days a week and usually 10 hours a day. So the first thing is that you work a lot. And because you work a lot, you have to look for places that are conducive for working. So the first thing you need is you need a hotel or usually a short-term apartment, because it's usually best to stay in one place for about a month. And you need a place that has a good desk and a good chair. I cannot emphasize the importance of a good chair. A good chair is actually so much more important than cable TV or a nice bed or a pool or whatever, because you're going to sit in the chair all the time. So when I would travel, I would go to a hotel, and the first thing I would ask is, "Can I see the
The
chairs in the room?" And if I didn't like the chair, I'd say like, "Look, I'm going to be here for 2 weeks. I'll stay, but you got to get me like a nice chair." So that was one thing. So usually you want to get like a short-term housing. You look on the internet, 2 weeks at a time, and usually you can find something cheap. You usually want to be in a major city because you need to have internet. Internet is the most important thing. You'd be surprised at what countries have fast internet. Like Vietnam, really fast, and you can work wireless from the beach. I used to sit on the beach with my laptop and have high-speed wireless in some of the cities in Vietnam. Like, yeah, it was amazing. Thailand, Bangkok, surprisingly not that fast. So Bangkok wasn't that fast. But if you went to a smaller city like Chiang Mai, the internet was really fast.